Welcome to the Happy Type 1 podcast, your exploration of a happy life with type 1 diabetes and your journey around the world. In this podcast, we challenge the standard diabetes management through biohacking, exploring with various guests different ways to not just improve diabetes control, but also our overall well-being. Join us on this unique journey around the globe. Go with us in season 4 to Burma, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Uganda, Greece, UK, Germany, and the US by traveling your mind from the comfort of your home in times when real life travel is challenging for all of us. I'm your host, Julia Joseph, keto coach and type 1 German travel junkie, nutritionist and scientist with a vision of empowering other type 1 diabetics to live their lives to the fullest despite the ups and downs of this condition. To do this, I run one-on-one trainings on keto and mental well-being, free online meetups and support groups, and of course, this podcast. You and welcome, type 1s, type 9s, and all other types. Today's episode is with the digital creator Nicole at nicole.k.buchanan on Instagram. She is from Indianapolis, the US, and a type 1 diabetic artist who shares the highs and lows of diabetes through illustration by mainly portraying other type 1 diabetics from the diabetic community. So if you are not yet following her on Instagram, go and check her out. Her work is truly empowering and her slogans down to earth and real. In the next 20 minutes or so, Nicole and I talk about how she got started, where she gets her inspiration from, and at the very end, how you can get your picture illustrated. In the podcast episode, I'm going to describe some of her illustrations briefly in our discussion. You can find those drawings on my blogcast at thehappytype1.com or through my Instagram and the bio link if you like to have a look while listening to the episode. I'm also planning to run a giveaway on my Instagram profile soon so you can get your personal picture illustrated. Definitely keep an eye out for that on my Instagram page. Now, my love goes out to all of you. Hugs and kisses. I hope you do enjoy this episode. Welcome, Nicole. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
Yeah. So like you said, I'm Nicole. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the United States. I have a 4-year-old little boy married to my high school sweetheart and obviously have type 1 diabetes. I was diagnosed when I was 4, so I've had it for 23 years now. Really don't know life without it. Kind of just have grown up with it. It's all I really know. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the condensed down version of me.
Yeah. And today you're quite open about type 1 diabetes. You do a lot of illustrations about living with this condition. Have you always been so open about it?
No, mostly when I was growing up throughout elementary, middle school, schooling and stuff, I was actually very quiet about it. I think most people didn't even know that I had type 1 because I was so discreet about it. I didn't want to feel different. I didn't want to stand out. I just kind of wanted to like lay back, blend in with everyone else. And I would literally do anything I could to avoid people even knowing I had diabetes. So like I would, go to the nurse to check my blood sugar before lunch, or I was on the pump, so I would like hide it in my pocket or like put it in the front of my jeans so that no one even could see it or know that I had it. And then as I got older, I realized, you know what, who cares if people know that I have type 1? What are they going to do? What are they going to say? And a lot of the times people are like, oh my gosh, that's, I don't know much about type 1. Can you tell me more about it? And it ends up becoming more of like an educational experience, which I've found as I've gotten older, that's actually much more helpful than just hiding it, because it helps break a lot of stigmas when friends and family can hear true stories and really gives them like opportunity to learn. So over the last, probably 5 or 6 years, I've become much more open about it, and was one of the main reasons why I started my Instagram, was because I was like, I'm sure there are so many people that would rather hide it and feel less ashamed by it, or, don't want to stick out like I did. Whereas I found that the more open I am, the more I can relate to other people that have type 1 and it just opens a whole other world of possibilities by not being so quiet about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I said in previous episodes that I was not very open about it at all for the first few years. I would say the first 3 years. I have type 1 diabetes only for 5 years so far. But I could not. I was very shy. And now seeing more and more people on Instagram being open about it, like you are, it empowered me to be more open and to speak about it and kind of come out.
Yeah, exactly.
What led you into drawing or like illustrating people with type 1 diabetes?
Yeah, so when I had my son 4 years ago, I decided to stop working and stay home with him. And I found that I just really needed some hobby, something that wasn't just changing diapers and taking care of a baby all day. So I started just kind of like drawing, doodling, and then started getting into Instagram, mainly just because I wanted to like connect with other moms and other people, just, you know, to have adult interaction. And it kind of grew from there, and that I started focusing more on diabetes after I realized that there was such a huge type 1 community on Instagram.
And it's mind-blowing when you first discover it. You're like, my God, how could I not know about
it? Exactly. I spent my whole life thinking, like, gosh, I feel like I'm the only person that has type 1 diabetes, only to find out there's literally thousands of other people just on Instagram. But anyways, I just kind of started it off as a hobby and then progressed into finding other people that had type 1 diabetes, and found that people related a lot more when they saw similar faces to them that also had type 1 diabetes. And the illustrations kind of stand out and are a little different from what you would typically see when you're scrolling through your Instagram feed. So that's kind of where that all stemmed from.
Few of the listeners might not have seen your illustrations before. So what is it you actually draw or illustrate?
Yeah, so I have people that will reach out to me, or I'll kind of scroll through the Discover page or the Explore page to find other people that have type 1 diabetes. And I will draw basically an illustration of that person with their diabetes tech, or, maybe their meter or whatever it may be, and then put some type of relatable or inspirational or just real life quote over top of that. Because I've found that with the quote, a lot of people are like, wow, that really resonates with me. I really am feeling that today. So I try to always make it as positive as I can, but also keep it real so that people are like, I saw this illustration and you were right. You know, today is just like a really sucky diabetes day, and that really resonated with me, but it helped me because I don't feel like I'm the only one dealing with it. So
a lot of your drawings show also different things, sometimes technology side of things, sometimes people's faces, as you described. And I have seen that some are more like kind of informative, like, for example, on one picture I saw a blood testing device where it says that the average type 1 diabetic spends 520 hours per year recovering from low blood sugar levels. That is quite informative, I think, and it's cool. Another picture shows a face which is like halved, and one half is looking happy and the other one is looking sad, and it says, how you see me dealing with diabetes and how I often feel dealing with diabetes. So I think these statements are great. Like another one is, just for the listeners, is that two minds, like two people looking at each other, and you kind of can look into their brains and what they're thinking, and then it's like the mind of a diabetic versus a non-diabetic person. And then, you have all the thoughts going through, diabetic person's mind. So I really like that. But then you also have pictures which are more opinionated, like you have someone like showing a donut saying, I will bolus for this donut. And another one I liked was, it's a vial of insulin, and it said, the worst side effect of insulin is bankruptcy.
Yeah, so, in the US.
When do you become political in your drawings?
I will say I try not to make it, 100, like fully focused on politics, because for one, I do have people that aren't only in the United States that follow me, and probably other people may care that insulin costs XYZ in the US versus where else. I'm sure there's people that are like, okay, we get it. But I do have a lot of people that follow me that realize that there are people who really can't afford to survive, or they have to choose between their rent and paying for their prescriptions. And I think for the vast majority, it's mostly the US that has this issue. So I try to find a fair balance. But again, I think it's very important to point out that there are instances where insulin is completely overpriced. And the more that we speak about it, the more that it gets out there, and the more people that see it, the more people are going to start advocating for it. Like I said, I try not to be too politically heavily focused, because it can make some people mad and it upsets some people, and some people don't care and don't want to see it. But there are other people that are like, hey, can you speak about this? Like, can you make an illustration focusing on, you know, the fact that I literally had, I drew a girl one time that she had, I think it was like knee surgery or something, and she had to be off of work for like 9 weeks, and she was only getting so much from being off of work, like obviously wasn't getting her full paycheck while she was off. And she was at a point where she had to choose between, do I pay my rent this month or do I go buy my insulin? And obviously you can't choose, but I mean, at the end of the day, you have to choose insulin. So at that point, it's like you get behind on your rent and then you get behind on other things. And there's so many people that really are dealing with that situation every single day, every single month, having to decide, you know, what am I going to pay for so that I can stay alive? And I think the more people that see that and scroll past an illustration that says, hey, I have to choose between living or going bankrupt, and that provokes more people to talk about it. Yeah. So I really just, I just want to get the conversation rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like this about your profile, that you are so open and you illustrate all sorts of people with all sorts of ideas and opinions. And I think nowadays it's challenging sometimes to remain open in a world which is more and more polarized. And then also to take a decision to say, when am I becoming political about it, and which are the messages I feel need to be heard?
Because there's always going to be people. Yeah, exactly. There's always going to be people on both sides, and it's obviously going to be impossible to please 100% of people. But I want to keep it to where, you know, the vast majority of people that see what I create can relate to it.
Yeah, sure. A lot of the people you draw are women. Is that intentionally, or it just happens because more women reach out to you?
It's really 99% of the people that I do post are people that have reached out to me. I do have the occasional men that do, but it does seem to be more women that reach out to me, but it's not intentional whatsoever. I haven't just gone through and said, I'm only going to do women.
Yeah, it's similar for me with the podcast. I do have interviews with men, but there are more women on the show so far, but it's just easier to find them. I feel that the community, there are just more women. I don't know why that is, but you know, I'm happy to make it 50-50 to give everyone a chance to be here, to speak. You know, I don't mind gender or whatever. But it's just easier to find women.
I know. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think the more males that I've drawn have been parents that have reached out to me to draw their children. I don't know if it's just that men just aren't ones to reach out and women are more likely to start a conversation and ask for things, but yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that you have an extra page where you just draw families and kids. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's just something you like to separate from your main page? It's like a separate project for you, or how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I just kind of found that as much as I do have my main focus on diabetes and wanting it, that page to be completely diabetes focused, I found that sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to draw somebody or, you know, people that don't have any relation to diabetes. Cause sometimes I find that I can spend so much time thinking about diabetes because I literally spend every day like drawing people and dealing with the disease itself. I kind of wanted to just take some time to maybe like, you know, every few days, not draw diabetes and just kind of have like a little break from it and be able to separate it and draw other people and then come back to it.
Okay, cool. Why do you think so many people like to be illustrated and especially like showing their robot parts?
A lot of the people that I've talked to or that have reached out to me, it's been, I think it helps people see themselves in a different way. And a lot of times I will find the quote and place it over top. And I always try to find one that will help people like look at themselves and see themselves with more strength, more capabilities, give them hope. So I think that when they see themselves drawn as an illustration and they see that tech and then they see that quote, like, hey, I may have diabetes, but like, that's not going to stop me from living out my dreams. And they can sit there and look at that and be like, hey, you know what? She's right. And then they see those illustrations next to other people and they're like, she's right about that one. And I really relate to that. And I think it's just a relatability factor. You know, it's something different. We're so used to walking past the mirror and seeing our sensors on our arms or seeing our pumps on our sides. And it's like, okay, this sucks, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you see it in a different light, in a different form. And the illustration, I think, just it helps people feel more empowered.
I try to remind myself now that I have a pump and a CGM or a flash glucose meter that I'm just privileged and grateful for having that at all. So it helps me that sometimes when I look at my body and those robot parts, I'm like, oh yeah, it is annoying and it sucks. But then I'm like, okay, it really helps me. Like it's already a bad situation and these things just improve it. And I just practice appreciation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if people would like to have their picture drawn or the illustration, what's a good way for them to get in contact with you?
Yeah, just sending me a message and saying, hey, I would really like if you could illustrate me. And if they have a picture already ready that they wanted to send over, that's great too. And then, like I said, some people already have a quote that they have in mind that they want me to use. And if they want to send that along too, that's fine. But otherwise, I can always find something that I feel goes along with the photo that you send. So it's just a matter of just sending me a DM.
Okay. Well, I have for the end some beginning of sentences, and I ask all the people I interview on the show these kind of sort of questions or sentences. So I would like you to just complete the sentence with whatever comes to your mind first. So the first one is, there are five. The first one is, type one is...
life-changing, but not life-ending.
What I know today, I wished I'd known back then is...
that it's going to be okay, that you're going to hit some bumps in the road, and there's going to be times that are tough and times that you kind of just want to quit and not deal with diabetes anymore, but at the end of the day, it's going to be okay, and you're still going to be able to do whatever it is that you hoped you'd be able to do, just with a little extra effort.
I'm grateful for...
just being alive, having the option of using the tech that I have and the advancements today. I'm grateful that I have all of these options to really keep me going and give me the option to do whatever it is that I want to do.
I'm a gift to this world because...
feel that I can help show other people that diabetes isn't the end all, that my story and sharing what I'm going through is going to help someone else and could possibly pull someone else out of a very dark place.
Last one is, one thing on my bucket list is...
I would like to travel out of the country. I've never traveled out of the country. Obviously right now that's not really going to be an option anytime soon, but I would definitely like to travel a lot more than I have already. And I think it would be interesting to do with diabetes because I've never really I've only stayed in the US. So I would definitely like to travel outside and kind of see how that affects diabetes management and what I can bring and can't bring and whatnot.
Beautiful, yeah. And how can people reach out to you? The best way, maybe through Instagram or...
Yeah, Instagram's fine. I also have my email connected. I know Instagram kind of has a limit on how much you can send through one message. So if there's somebody that just wants to reach out and send a longer message, you know, if there's people that just want to vent, just need to talk, and they want to have a lot to say, they're more than welcome to send me an email because I do have that linked in my Instagram as well. So whichever you prefer, I'm happy to talk to, help anything, anyone with anything.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
That's all for today's episode. Do you think this is a topic someone in your life needs to hear? Let's take a moment right now to think of others who you think would benefit from hearing this episode. Often we underestimate the impact we can make in other people's lives by simply sharing. Share a personal note in the link of this episode with them, because sharing is simply caring. And remember, if you did not manage to take notes while listening to this episode, head over to my blogcast at thehappytype1.com, where you can get a summary of the key takeaways and many illustrations of today's show. There you can also find additional free downloads and many other free resources, including blood sugar friendly recipes. I'm excited to hear on Instagram the one thing you took from today's episode and particularly implement into your own life while thriving to live your best type 1 lives possible. Yet, if you are struggling or want to take your well-being to the next level, remember you're not alone and my support for you goes far beyond this podcast. Simply send me a message via my website or write me on Instagram. I'm super excited to hear from you. In this sense, thanks for listening and make sure you subscribe to the podcast to get notified when we continue our journey around the world and go live from other countries in the new episode. Stay tuned for the next episode coming out next Wednesday. I wish you a beautiful day full of colors and laughter. You are a gift to this world. Now go out and shine.